So I've been a farm kid my entire life. I grew up on a farm by Fall Creek, Wisconsin, and went to college at University of Wisconsin River Falls for animal science and marketing, and wanted to get into cattle when I had my own farm. I live on 100 acres with my wife and kids in Princeton, Minnesota, and I did a lot of research on all the different breeds out there. And the Highland breed really struck me because it's lower in fat, lower in cholesterol, and higher in protein. And a recent study by the University of Missouri also showed that it's very tender, especially compared to other breeds. So the fact that it had all of those things makes it very marketable. And it was one of the things that we were looking for our grass-fed beef operation, was to have those characteristics when we were selling the product to our end consumer.
What really got you involved in the North Central Highland Cattle Association?
So as part of the North Central Highland Cattle Association, it gives us the opportunity to promote the breed and talk about those characteristics like the lower fat, lower cholesterol, higher protein that I just mentioned. But we also get to get involved and meet other farms. And that's what part of this upcoming event is really all about, is it's about networking. It's about learning from farms at all different levels, from farms that have over 40 years of experience in the Highland cattle breed, to farms that don't have any cattle yet at this time, and they're really just starting to do research and learn about the different breeds that they want to get into. And so that was the reason I really got into the North Central Highland Cattle Association, was for the networking and the educational activities.
Talking about that networking ability, you had mentioned the upcoming event. You are going to be holding the American Highland Cattle Association meeting coming up here in southern Wisconsin. Can you explain a little bit about that meeting and why is it held in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so the meeting rotates year after year among the different associations across the United States. So the North Central is a regional association as part of the American Highland Cattle Association. So it's our year to host it. It's a great opportunity to showcase the great Highland cattle farms that we have in our regions, which include Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, South Dakota, and North Dakota. And we get to showcase Highland cattle. And the event itself is held on June 22nd and June 23rd, and it's really educational in nature. You don't have to be a member to come. There is a registration. You can find that registration at North Central Highland Cattle Association's website, which is nchca.org. And on that, you'll see we've got folks that are coming from Texas A&M that are talking about beef quality and handling operations. We've got a PhD in animal nutrition, Dr. Ann Proctor, who's going to be talking to us about how to feed cattle, but specifically how to feed Highland cattle. And then we've got other folks that are going to talk about marketing, general handling practices with Highland cattle, crossbreeding. All of those are part of the educational components of the event.
That sounds like a lot of great activities and educational opportunities for those who may not know a lot about that Highland breed that want to learn a little bit more. For those who don't really understand or know much about the Highland cattle breed, are they an easy breed to raise?
Yeah, that's actually one of the other reasons that we got into the breed. It's outside of the consumer aspects of lower fat, lower cholesterol, higher protein, and more tender. They're actually very docile. You know, a lot of people are intimidated by their horns because it's one of the things on this breed that we tend to see is people leave the horns on them. But it's part of the majesty of the breed. It actually makes them very distinguished as a heritage breed. They're still great as a crossbred. You can cross them with your Angus or your Hereford or your Continental breeds. So it makes a great cross from that aspect. So there's a lot of versatility to the breed as a maternal breed itself. They're great mamas, and they're a smaller cow, and there's a trend right now in the beef breeds. You're seeing it in Angus and Herefords to go back to smaller cows where we've bred them up the last 30 years. We're going back, and Highland cows are already there. So for your cow-calf pasture, grass-fed beef operations, or even corn-fed beef operations, when you're looking at that, the Highland cow does a really nice job of helping convert protein into that calf, into milk, when we're trying to look at it from a production standpoint.
And also part of your educational opportunities, will you be mentioning any aspects that could be a little bit challenging while raising Highlands?
Yeah, especially the handling component of it is what we'll be talking about when we're talking about challenging parts of the Highlands, you know, and then you also have other characteristics like the long hair. So, you know, if you have people that are new to cattle or new to Highlands even, You know, you've got to make sure you provide plenty of shade. They don't need as much shelter in the wintertime, but they still need shelter. So we'll talk about all those specific things about, you know, here's how you raise cattle, but here's how you specifically raise Highland cattle. And here are the nuances of just the breed itself. And if you cross it or if you run it in a Highland herd or a mixed herd with other animals, here are some tips and characteristics that you need to manage within that herd as well.
Once they are a part of this educational opportunity and they decide that they kind of want to get into this industry, there's also a production sale that's going to be happening as part of this event as well. Can you explain a little bit about that and where it's going to be held?
That's right. So we're holding our second annual production sale. So this is going to have over 50 lots of Highland cattle that we'll sell, including cow-calf pairs, yearlings, two-year-olds, bred cows. We'll have bulls, both breeding age bulls and prospect bulls. And then there'll also be some semen and embryo packages that we'll sell. And that'll all be part of the event that's happening on June 22nd and June 23rd. And on the 23rd, the auction starts at 1 p.m. at 4T Acres in Burlington, Wisconsin. So, and that information and all of those cattle lots are actually on our website at North Central Highland. Again, that's nchca.org. So you can go and check that out and see all those different cattle lots on there. And again, just a great opportunity if you're looking at getting one or two or buying a whole herd. You're not going to find this many Highland cattle of this quality at one sale anywhere else in the United States, and we just happen to have it in Southeast Wisconsin.
Talking about quality, what are you really looking for when you're trying to get that top quality Highland cattle?
Yeah, so just like we're looking at our other breeds of cattle, we're looking for the same characteristics, right? We're still producing beef. These are still beef animals, so we're still looking for, you know, all those traits that are going to make that longevity, right? So we need good feet and legs underneath that animal. We want a straight top line. We're looking for square, wide. You know, that's where our steaks are coming from when we're looking at our steers and so forth. So, and we're also looking at production traits, right? So we're looking at how fast they're gaining on grass or corn or whatever your program is. You know, what kind of calf's coming off of that, what kind of weaning weight. So we're looking at basically all of the same characteristics we're looking at other cattle, just we've got some of these benefits that we see with the Highlands and the lower fat, lower cholesterol, higher protein, and a lot of that has to do because of the hair in this case. So where a lot of cattle put more fat on in the wintertime to stay warm, Highlands just grow more hair, and so you naturally still get good marbling, but you don't get the back fat. That's one of the biggest things we see in this animal. And then we get this great tenderness that comes along with the animal as well. So, you know, looking for beef traits, but then we've got these great carcass traits to go right along with it.
And if somebody's really thinking about getting into the Highland cattle industry, what's your advice before they really get into that industry and potentially come to that auction and buy some stock?
So one of the things that you could do before you come to the educational events or before you come to the auction is you could reach out to local Highland breeders in your area. You know, there's a lot of people who have never actually seen a Highland before. Maybe they've only seen it, you know, at a fair or a state fair or something like that, but they haven't seen them working on somebody's farm. And so I'd encourage people to reach out to local Highland breeders. We've got a list on our website of all the Highland breeders that are members. We've got over 100 members in the upper Midwest. And so reach out to a member, see if you can go out and look at their cattle between now and the event, ask a lot of questions. And if you can't find a breeder, then you can find somebody on our list. We've got all of our officers on the list on the website as well, and we'd be happy to talk to anybody about Highland cattle, what our experiences have been, kind of a mini version of what you'll really get inundated with at the event on June 22nd and 23rd when you're networking with hundreds of growers from across the United States that are farmers that are raising Highland cattle.
Now, I'm pretty sure our members of this association know how to really get involved with this program and this event coming up, but for those that aren't members, do they have to sign up or do any registration to come to those educational opportunities or to that auction?
So there is a sign-up for the educational component of the event, which the educational component is on June 22nd and June 23rd. The registration deadline is June 1st. So in order to register, they need to go to the North Central website, which is nchca.org, or they can also go to highlandsale.org, And either way, they can go and register for the event. You do need to pay per person to attend, but that does include meals for dinner and some other things as well on site. And the full list for registration and all of the speakers is on the site as well that attendees can find when they're registering.
That's Josh Krenz of Windland Flats, who is also the treasurer of the North Central Highland Association, who are hosting the 2018 American Highland Association Annual Meeting and Production Sale, June 22nd through the 23rd in southern Wisconsin. To attend the upcoming meeting or to learn more about the Highland breed, make sure to visit the North Central Highland Association website. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.